there needs to be a federal investigation launched into this criminal act, and there hasn't been. And quite honestly, I'm appalled. Today, I'm speaking about the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And yes, I realize Christmas time has passed, but I don't care. It popped into my brain the other day, and I need to speak about it. Hi, welcome back to Hey, It's Wrist Pod, where I am just talking about nonsense. Quite honestly, nonsense. Nonsense about a children's Christmas song, if you will. A children's Christmas song? It's kind of morbid. So let's take a moment and go over this song. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. First question, which will be answered in the next verse. Grandma's walking home from your house. I'm assuming she lives nearby. Either way, we're letting her walk home alone. What are we doing, guys? Come on, have some decency. Walk Grandma home. At the very least, if you're going to walk, is it winter here? Because it's icy. Grandma's old, okay? Even if you have a young grandma, walk your damn grandma home. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Okay, so this kid and his grandpa are like, Grandma literally got run over by a reindeer. How else do you explain it? Santa has to be real. Santa is the culprit of this. We'll dive more into that as we get later in the song. We get into the next verse where it says, she'd been drinking too much eggnog and we begged her not to go, but she left her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. Grandma had a little too much eggnog. She left her medication at home, I presume, and she's like, I need to get my medication. Should she be drinking on that medication, Grandma? I have some questions for you too. You're dead, you can't answer those. Once again, we said it's snowy. At the very least, if your grandma is drunk, stumbling out of the house because she's like, no, I need to go home. I left my medication there. She's tipsy. You know, she's stumbling. Walk your grandma home. Even if she's like, no, I don't want anyone to walk me home. Supervise, okay? Offer her a ride. Even if she lives next door to you, get in the car, drive your grandma. At least supervise her as she walks up the driveway into her new house. What are we doing? Okay, what are we doing? When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. I'm assuming claws and claws, you know, it's supposed to be like a little play on words here. Nevertheless, I'm only having more questions here. It really, like, the cops are not doing the due diligence on this case. Grandma decides she's going to go home early. Where was Grandpa? In a world where Grandpa was like, you know what, I'm kind of tired. I don't even feel like walking back home, even though allegedly they live nearby enough to walk home. At the very least, you're not going to give your wife a call and be like, hey, you just want to make sure you got it back okay. Did you take your meds? Have a good night. I'll see you Christmas morning. If you're like, I'm going to stay over at my son or daughter's house, right? Once again, why isn't Grandpa at the very least checking in with Grandma if he's going to stay at the other person's house and he's not even going back home? He's not even going back home. Careless behavior, if you ask me. So it's Christmas morning. They're going to meet back up with Grandma, or they assume Grandma's come back over to open presents. She doesn't come. They're calling, no response. Let's go over to Grandma's and see what the hell is up. Let's knock on her door, see what's up. They walk out the door. Where? I don't know how far Grandma got. Is she in the streets? Was she on her sidewalk? Was she on her front lawn? Nobody knows. She's dead. A hoof print on her forehead. Okay, blitz and knock this bitch out. She's dead. Christmas morning. My God, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. First question, obviously you see a hoof print on her forehead. Okay, a reindeer ran over her. Logical things. Oh my God, Santa's real, and he killed my grandma. Or blitz in stomped on that bitch and she's dead now. Fuck Christmas. My big question is here. If Santa is the culprit, okay, and a reindeer did stomp on her, one of Santa's reindeer to be exact, where was Santa flying? Because the timeline of this happening is really what gets me, because Grandma left for the night, okay? How late could it have been? Grandma probably, what, has a 10 p.m. bedtime at the latest? Maybe she stays up late, maybe she's wild, and I don't know. She was really on that eggnog, so maybe so. It was late enough for between when she was walking from the grandkids' house to her home. Once again, we still don't know whether it was next door, whether it was down the road. We have no concept of that. It was enough time for Santa to be making deliveries in that neighborhood and for Grandma to get stomped on. This is what I don't get. That is not making any sense to me. How low was Santa flying? Was Scott Calvin flying this sleigh? Santa's done this. Assuming, at the very least, you know, this is what I'm saying. Like, was this a new Santa? Did he actually kill her? Maybe he did. I'm just thinking, like, you have to be flying pretty low. And from what we know about Santa Claus, he lands on the roof. You know, like, if it's definitely late enough for the kid should be asleep, nestled up in bed, arose such a clatter, Grandma's getting stomped on, the adults are still up and they don't know Santa's riding around the neighborhood, and they didn't even hear Grandma get stomped on. Do you know what I mean? Like, this really, the timeline of how this happened doesn't make any sense. Leads me to my next question. If it was a reindeer, which we know it had to be, which of Santa's reindeer did it? Because what we're alleging is Santa Claus killed Grandma, okay? He was flying too low for whatever reason. We don't know what he was doing. Lost track of the reins, possibly. A reindeer stomped on Grandma. Santa Claus, unfazed. He didn't care. He didn't see it. What's happening? First reindeer I'm ruling out of this is Rudolph. Because Rudolph, the front of the sleigh, okay, he's leading through that foggy night, and it must have been foggy if they stomped on Grandma. The other thing to note is that he does have the light. So if it is a foggy night, indeed, he could have been like, guys, we've got a pedestrian. Watch out. Okay? Once again, has to be someone else in the reindeer crew who stomped on Grandma. If Rudolph knew that a grandma was stomped on, I truly believe that he would make it right. He couldn't bring her back to life, but he is just someone who's riddled with anxiety, and I just feel like that would eat him up. Do you know what I mean? If he knew that, he couldn't go on and deliver the presents for the rest of the night if he knew they just killed a grandma. Do you know what I mean? He's launching an investigation. He's looking into what's happening. He's getting a bitch fired. Okay? Because Rudolph would never let this happen. Rudolph would never let someone get off like that. From killing a grandma on Christmas Eve into Christmas morning? That wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened. There are many possibilities of who done it. Right? Santa could have accidentally ran over this grandma, and Blitzen could have stomped that bitch. And maybe they knew, and he didn't care. Maybe. And if so, lock him up. I'm not trying to defend a man. I would never try to defend a man like that, except Rudolph. I'll defend Rudolph. He's the only one I'm defending here, okay? But I just haven't seen any evidence yet. But if you told me Santa did it, I believe you. My question is just that, like, with his reputation that he has acquired at this point in time, I just can't imagine that he would let her die like that. You know, send in the elves. We gotta help Grandma up, you know? And then Grandma wakes up in the fucking North Pole hospital because the elf EMS showed up. Because they're like, hey, what was that hot elf's name from the Santa Claus? I don't remember his name. Like, hey, Blitzen just fucking killed this bitch. You guys gotta come up and clean this up. You know what I mean? At the very least, you know, we got some communication going on. But hear me out. If it was not Santa and one of his reindeer, okay? We know that Santa, both Santa and Rudolph, have been a victim of trying to be set up on several times. They're trying to tarnish their reputation. They don't want to let them be bejeweled. Let Rudolph be bejeweled. But there are some haters out there. I feel like, how convenient would it be to plan a murder that made it look like Santa Claus or Rudolph killed a grandma on Christmas? Tarnish the reputation of Santa Claus and one of the greatest reindeer to ever live, because they always got haters coming after them. I don't know how familiar you are with the Rankin Bass Rudolph lore, but I'm here to inform you. In Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July, if I recall his name correctly, Scratcher, who is a reindeer who was on track to be in, you know, Santa's crew, was stealing shit. And obviously, you can't be stealing shit and be on Santa's crew. Okay, that's naughty. That's on the naughty list, okay? And he was out here trying to scam Rudolph into shit, okay? He is essentially the Scrappy-Doo to Rudolph, right? He is the Scrappy-Doo. Rudolph is Scooby, and Scratcher is the Scrappy-Doo. He looks a little funnier, you know, as Scrappy-Doo does in Scooby. Remember in the Scooby movie where he got, like, built as fuck? You know what Scratcher and Scrappy-Doo both have? They both have short man syndrome. They do. They do. So I'm just saying this could have been a setup. This could have been a setup. Winterbolt was also doing some scheming, okay? He was also doing some scheming back then, all right? So we got Winterbolt and we got Scratcher. Okay, you're not telling me that they couldn't have teamed together again to try to frame Santa and Rudolph? You don't think that could have been a possibility? Well, I do. I think that's a totally valid point to bring to the table about what could have been happening here. Nevertheless, we go on with the song. Now, we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking it so well. He's watching football, he's drinking beer, he's playing cards with Cousin Belle. I think if this shows anything, Grandpa doesn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I don't think Grandpa really loved Grandma like that. Because your wife is dead, and on Christmas. Like, you know what I mean? This is giving they were never meant to be together. It was giving arranged marriage. It was giving we just had to do what we had to do back in the day. They ain't got no love for each other. You know what I mean? Which I think is rude. Which also, the Grandpa could have been in on it. He didn't give a fuck when Grandma died. So you're telling me that Grandpa is like, this girl's annoying me. I'm gonna get her killed. Who am I gonna hire? I'm gonna hire someone who's trying to tarnish Rudolph and Santa's reputation. I think this is a multi-person job. I think there's a conspiracy. I think we need to acknowledge that. Because Grandma died and Grandpa is winning the I don't give a fuck award. That's suspicious. I think he had something to do with it. Him, Thunderbolt, Scratcher, they're all in on something here. They're all in on something. You couldn't tell me otherwise. And now this man is going around the neighborhood. I've warned all my friends and neighbors. Better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Well, first of all, Santa doesn't even play with the elves. He makes them work. I don't know what their pay looks like. I don't know what their benefits look like. But he put those elves to work. I don't even think they have time to play. I think they're overworked. Like, think about all the toys they're making. But we can't even get into that today. All I'm hearing from this is Santa has a license to slay. Santa has a license to slay. We can't deny that. Moral of the story is, I think there's a conspiracy about this song. Obviously, it's just a fun little tale. But I think we could really make something out of this. And actually, I don't know if you recall, back on Cartoon Network, they did have a special about this. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. We should look up what it was about. Let's see what this plot was, because knowing what you know about this song, now that Grandma got stomped on by a reindeer, they, in the song, found her dead. Like, what more could there be to tell in a Cartoon Network special? Ooh, originally aired on the WB. Throwback. Jake Spakenheimer's, what a name, grandmother owns a small general store in Cityville. The store happens to be the only piece of property not owned by Austin Bucks, the wealthiest man in town. Ooh. Does the wealthiest man in town, Austin Bucks, got some bucks? We're gonna trample on Grandma because she said something or she knows something. They specialize in making Christmas easier and less involved for town's busy residents. Grandma tells Austin that his method of trying to make Christmas easier is not really for the best and refuses to sell the store. Cousin Mel, who plans to sell the store anyway, sabotages Grandma's fruitcake by adding an ingredient with hopes that they won't sell. Wow, I'm kind of intrigued. I think I need to rewatch this. It came out in 2000. Jake and his grandparents are the only ones in the family to believe in Santa Claus, further supported by them witnessing Grandma get run over by a reindeer, diving down on her. And once again, the questions still ensue. This doesn't make any sense. But in this movie, they saw it. So in this movie, I will give them credit. In the song, nobody helped Grandma home and she died. In this one, they must have been supervising, been looking out the window at the very least, because they witnessed Grandma get run over. Which, traumatizing. Imagine going to a therapist with that. The following morning, Grandma is confirmed missing. Wait. As an imprint of her is found in the snow along with her belongings. So in the photo for this movie, it shows like the kid in the background and like Grandma about to get stomped on. And it says Grandma and Grandpa witnessed this. Then how did she go missing? Oh, I have so many questions and I need to watch this movie suddenly. Cousin Mel finds a letter that she quickly hides from the others. A letter. 9 months pass without Grandma. They don't even know where she is? Guys, this is intriguing. During this time, Cousin Mel comes out with a new plan to sell the store to Austin by tricking Grandpa into giving her his power of attorney. You little snake. You little snake. Guys, this is... Woo! I was like, what kind of story could they make out of this? And this is interesting. When Jacob objects, Austin agrees to give him another week in order to find Grandma before going through the deal. Adamant in his belief that Santa ran her over, Jake emails Santa, where were you getting his information? And soon Quincy, Santa's head elf, comes to take Jake to the North Pole, explaining that Santa took Grandma back to the North Pole for medical treatment. Like I said, should have happened. Oh my God, that's crazy. I said that. That Santa would do that. But she developed amnesia from the accident until receiving Jake's email. Santa had no idea who she was. After Jake explains the situation to Santa, Quincy and Grandma agree to go with him to stop the deal. Guys, we are just not making movies like this anymore. This is juicy. I have to watch this. Running time, 51 minutes. I can absolutely watch that. That's nothing to me. Oh, I'm adding this to my watch list later this year. This is intriguing. Is this interesting to anyone else? When they arrive in Cityville, however, Cousin Mel and her attorney, I Am Slime, hilarious, quickly trick Grandma into accompanying them. After Santa explains to Austin what has happened, Jake and Quincy discover that Grandma has disappeared once again. Cousin Mel uses the chance to accuse Santa of being behind her disappearance and put him on trial for kidnapping, leaving the scene of an accident and vehicular negligence. Wait, this is, forgive me for the pun, the Slay of the Century. I need to rewatch this movie. Like, I can picture the animation on this movie, but because it was released in the year 2000, and I was 5 in the year 2000, okay, for reference. Cousin Mel and I Am Slime then plot to sue him, believing that someone who can pay for billions of presents must be incredibly wealthy. 3 months later, Daphne suspects that Cousin Mel may have been involved in Grandma's second disappearance, and Jake and Quincy follow her to a cabin in the woods when she and I Am Slime are keeping Grandma out of sight. They rescue Grandma and find Santa's letter explaining what happened, that Cousin Mel had found at the site of Grandma's accident, and also what Cousin Mel had added to Grandma's fruitcake that Christmas Eve night, which had the effect of reindeer nip irresistible to reindeer. They restore Grandma's memory by feeding some of her own fruitcakes, interesting, and rush to the courthouse. Confronted with evidence, Cousin Mel is arrested for obstructing justice and almost ruining Christmas, and the judge lets Santa go after the truth is uncovered. Austin, realizing how much the family cares about his business, offers to franchise Grandma's store throughout the country. Grandma accidentally opens up Cousin Mel's reindeer knit fruitcake, causing the reindeer to run her over once again. Jake and Grandpa rush to help her up, only to be all right this time. Damn, Grandma. Again, Grandma, again, come on. Spankenheimer, that is such a last name. That is such a last name, Spankenheimer. I mean, I would probably change my name if that was my name. Wow, that was so much fun. That was a hoot. I need to rewatch that. Now, this is my kind of movie, guys. What I love about Christmas is the people who don't want to enjoy in like the youthful fun of Christmas really gets me. Like, it doesn't need to be serious. Like, we can watch a movie about Santa Claus. We can watch a movie about Grandma getting ran over by a reindeer. Like, this is incredible. I absolutely love this. I am adding this to my Christmas watch for 2024. You see what I mean? There's always more to the story. And this was a beautiful film that I haven't watched since I was a child, but I am going to rewatch it this year. And this was quite the song. And I still think that a lot of my theories could ring true. So if we are looking to make a new Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer movie, Rankin Bass edition, I have the story. I have the story.